Welcome to Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I am Jordan Chambly, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Cedra Sarton.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad, yeah.
So, it's always a good day to, I mean, it's a nice day. It's nice outside.
And I was outside walking for a bit.
Yeah, it's a really great, you know, around here, for the ones listening, you know, we have break time like anybody else. And
sure.
A lot of people take their break time to go on walks when the weather is nice. And today is like the perfect walking day.
Yeah, it's like we're getting our 2 weeks of spring
Before it becomes blazing.
Before it becomes blazing hot here. In Mississippi here, if you live in Mississippi, you know that fall and spring are like the briefest seasons.
And
it's either bitterly cold or like blazing hot.
Yeah, and you can wake up in the winter and like by noon, it's almost summer.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I've had to defrost my car and then it be in the 70s, which 70s is not bad. But when it was 30-something that morning, it is...
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're from Mississippi, you probably understand. If you're from this region, not just the state, but if you're from this region, you kind of understand how the weather works down here. But if you're not, that is what it's like.
Yeah, that's the reality. Well, for those of you just tuning in, maybe you haven't heard us before, but this is Share Truth, Apply Scripture. We are employees here at AFA, but we also do this podcast, this radio show. And what our heart is we want to... reach out and speak to young Christians.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, that can span from high school age to about mid-30s is what I generally mean
Which
by
we
that.
Are closing in on Which, ourselves.
Oh, my goodness. No, not yet.
We are.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, but...
Little newsflash.
So as I get older, that definition will change and it'll just stretch.
Yeah,
and
now
stretch.
It's like young Christians, and we mean 40,
yeah.
You know. Look, I'm not too many years away from 40 myself.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, well, I mean, I guess I am enough. My birthday is coming up in a month from yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
At the time of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how old I'll be on my birthday? Do you remember?
You're 1 year older than me, so I'm going to say 32, 33.
Yes, 33.
Okay. 33. That's
I
right. I'll be 32
it.
This year.
I'll own it.
Mm. Okay, yeah, good.
I'll own it.
That's not old.
It's not old. No, it's not. There's people out there that are like much older, and they're like, okay.
Y'all stop complaining.
Yeah, no, we are still pretty young, but we're not. But then we're also looking behind us at the younger generation that we're talking to. And so, like, I'm seeing kids that I used to babysit post their wedding photos
on
Facebook. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Right, yeah. Or when people that you knew when they were basically still in diapers are like, now they're preachers at, like, a church. And you're like,
yeah.
Wow, they're so adult. Why don't I feel
like you know? Yeah, and kids that I remember watching over, and they have got children.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, they have got children, and it's just like, wow.
Time's moving on.
It doesn't stop.
But we do want to speak to that age range, I think, particularly because as we're coming to the end of it, we know that there's a lot of formative questions you encounter throughout that, you know, decade and a half-ish of time. There's a lot of things that you go through, whether, you know, you're going into college, you're encountering new worldviews for the first time. Maybe your belief is being challenged in one way or another, or you're just growing as a Christian, growing alongside other Christians and the inherent challenges that come from that, even just being a member of a church and the responsibilities that come from that. So there's a lot of questions that we want to speak to here on this Share Truth, Apply Scripture show. So one of those things that we've talked about in the past, but we like to bring it up a lot because it's just always a relevant topic, is the topic of discipleship.
Yeah.
And this is one that I feel like is particularly of interest to younger Christians who want to grow in Christ. Because, you know, we all remember when we first came to the Lord, there was that zeal, that fire of like, man, I'm in just every day. It just felt like you were just growing and growing and growing in knowledge. And when that energy kind of dissipates a little bit, and it does, because you just your life is still going on, and you encounter things in life where it wasn't as you know easy as I thought it was going to be, or there's this challenge that I didn't think I would really have to wrestle with, but now I have to wrestle with it. Having other Christians who have experienced what you're going through come alongside of you and help you, I believe it's not only just a part of the Christian walk that we can take for granted. I think it's a commandment.
Yeah, it's almost a necessity.
Yeah.
I mean, well, so I had a fun little story, and I think I might have mentioned this to you the other day. For the young Christians, a lot of us are into video games.
Yeah.
I am, because like I said, I'm not married, I don't have kids, so I have a little more time.
I'm married and have kids, but I still play video games sometimes.
Maybe not as much.
Right, definitely not.
So I have a really good friend that I get online and play with a lot, and then she has other friends that I don't know, and she's recently introduced them to me like through the game. Like, I've never seen them, I don't know who they are. So I get online one day, and I was just going to play something by myself, and one of them added me to a chat. You know, we're all, you know, like, so I'm like, sure, why not? And then he adds another one of the friends and another. So it's me and these three guys, and I do not know any of them past. I don't even know their real names.
Right.
And so I just know I feel okay with them because a friend that I actually know is, you know, play, you know.
Yeah.
So I play a game that I've not played before or have not played in a long time. I'm not good. I don't know what I'm doing. And so I've got these three guys. I know this is relevant. It is relevant.
It's relevant.
It's relevant. I'll get there. So I have these three guys, and they're like gently leading me down like through this video game. Like, here's, you want to grab this, do this right here, and that'll help you out. And like, watch, you know, and they're guiding me through so calmly and kindly. No one is yelling at me yet.
Yeah. I was about to say, this sounds like a very rare experience in a video game.
I do get yelled at a lot. I do get like a, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But that's by my actual, like, really close friends.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And stuff. And I know that, and some people who don't play video games, or, you know, maybe it's just not, they're not in the video game generation. They're probably like, what? Mm. But I just kept thinking about it. And that's kind of where I kind of added it, you know, I kind of like connected things about how, okay, so I'm new at this game. I've bought the game and I'm playing it, and but I'm new to it, but you don't just like completely drop me, you know, and like, good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you do with video games sometimes, but I'm like, but in the Christian walk,
right,
I feel like we do that sometimes.
Yes.
We invest so much time and effort, which is good, into our non-believer friends. Mm. And once they have given everything over to Christ, we're kind of like, good luck, you know.
Yeah.
And then they're standing there trying to figure out things on their own. Mm. And I mean, like, not saying that I'm perfect,
right,
but like having someone to guide you and teach you or kind of talk to you about some of the things they've already learned in their walk is very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can look at the Great Commission. And I think a lot of people look at the Great Commission when before Jesus ascended into heaven, he gave a commandment to his disciples and by extension to us to go out in the world, preach the gospel, and baptize people and make disciples of all the nations. And I feel like people a lot of times hear that, and the image that they have is the go out into all the world and preach the gospel and baptize. And that's, it's like such a heroic thing to do. You have all these ideas of, you know, Jim Elliot and Amy Carmichael and Hudson Taylor and all of these big, you know, famous missionaries throughout church history who've done great things for the Lord. And you, man, I'm fired up. I want to go do that. And then we miss that last part, the make disciples part. You know, evangelism is great and you should do that. You know, hearing the word of God is something that leads so many people. It is what leads people to salvation and to the Lord. But beyond that, I do think that within the Great Commission, Jesus is not calling us just to evangelize, but also to stay there for a while. Whether that's literally, you know, you're literally going to another place preaching the gospel, and then you're staying there to invest in the spiritual lives of these people to help them and be there for them, or this is just a friend of yours who lives down the road, maybe, or somebody you met online, and you've led them to the Lord. They've given their life over to Christ, and like you said, you don't want to just leave them there, because that's, while yes, they do have the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit is far more capable than you. I think that there are questions that they're going to encounter that we all do as Christians that are going to really, you would be very helpful for them if you were there to help them through these mm-hmm. things, just so that another well-meaning person who comes around who might not have such correct theology, you know, would mislead them into wrong thinking.
Well, we kind of mentioned something about that last week when we were discussing studying scripture and why that it's so important. And we kind of mentioned, so if you want to listen to that podcast, you go to AFR.net and look up the podcast and it's posted there. We kind of discussed like the fact that you need to, you know, study scripture so you're grounded, so you're not being misled by others. Yeah. But then you got, as a Christian, which as someone like me, I've grown up in church. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of things that I kind of, you know, have studied over the years. And but then there are so many people I know that, you know, they don't understand. They haven't studied as much. I'm by all means, like, I'm not the first person you should come to. And if I tell you something, please go to the scripture yourself. Don't just take my word for it. Don't just take Jordan's word for it. Go to the scriptures yourself. Spend some time with the Lord, and that'll help you. But they're going to get the information somewhere, and we're in a place in time where you can get false information quickly. Just as quickly as you can get the truth.
Yeah.
And so there, I can't tell you how many people who'll tell me about a preacher that they listen to, and I'm like, they're really heretical though.
Yeah.
Like, I've listened to them too. They're like, I've listened to them several times myself, and they don't line up with scripture, and they're just talking about how awesome they are and how they agree with their theology and stuff. And it's like, if I had paid a little more attention, walked with you a little bit more in your walk at the beginning, could we have avoided? Because now we got to weed out.
Yeah.
All the bad theology that you have, you know, taken in.
Yeah. And a lot of that, too, I think, is it just goes down to being available. Because sometimes we can think of a discipleship as being like this really like intensive relationship. Oh, let's meet together every, you know, Thursday and Saturday and have lunch and go and talk about these hard, heavy things. And it can absolutely be that. But it doesn't have to be. That it can just be, hey, I'm available. If you have any questions, feel free to call me, feel free to message me, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And it can be a very comfortable, friendly back and forth. You know, you're there to answer their questions, you're checking up on them occasionally. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm praying for you. It can be pretty simple.
And go ahead and head off, just go ahead and head off some of the bad if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead and start introducing them to some people like that you trust because you have studied their stuff.
Yeah.
And you feel like they're very theologically sound. But also emphasize that they should go to the scriptures before all else.
Absolutely.
And that's something I'll preach till the day I die.
Yeah.
It does not matter how long this person has been an authority in Christian like doctrine and theology. Like someone that you know and studied, there's some people that I love to listen to, and I really trust a lot of the stuff that they preach and say.
Right.
But
yeah.
But they are still human.
Yeah. Exactly.
Again, that goes for me and you too. If you're listening to us and you're like, these people are on the radio, like they must know what they're talking about.
No.
I mean, not always.
Not really.
We're not perfect. And I really am trying to do things that are, you know, like things in my, that I feel God leading me to do.
Yeah.
Things that I have read in scripture. I'm really trying to stick with that. But again, I'm human and I fall every day. So please. Emphasize to your new Christian friends that they should study the scripture before just taking someone's word for something.
Yeah. And also, I feel like another aspect of this that we don't think about necessarily when it comes to discipleship, we usually think of discipleship because we just have the image of Jesus and the 12 disciples just fresh in our minds. We think of discipleship as being like a kind of a one-on-one kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And again, it absolutely is and can be. But I feel like sometimes we miss the idea of church involvement, even church membership, being a really, if not a key part of discipleship, very definitely a helpful thing. Mm-hmm. Being making sure that this person that you've been with them and they've come to the Lord, now encouraging them to plug into a church, mm-hmm. A biblical church that is a place that they can go to reliably and receive some good, solid doctrine is going to go a long way. Because if it's just this kind of one-on-one thing and they're not joining to a church, then they're very vulnerable to just and look, I'm glad that there's a lot of, you know, different ideas out there. You know, in Orthodox Christianity, you have all these denominations that have very different viewpoints on a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But we all agree on the core things. And that's excellent and great and beautiful in its way. But outside of this orthodoxy, there are these heretical ideas out there that can easily look like, you know, Southern Baptist USA or the United or the Methodist Church down the road. Like, it can easily look like the real thing and sneak into someone's, you know, view or whatever, and they can latch onto it. So making sure that you encourage this person that you're working with or you're discipling to not only just talk to you and know that you're available, but to encourage them to join a church and put themselves under the authority of preaching, I think is a good thing.
And I'm going to take this a step. Like, mm-hmm. you can, a lot of times when you're the one, if you are someone who leads someone to Christ, if God uses you to do that, a lot of times maybe your friend will start going to your church. Mm. That's probably what happens. And then you know what doctrine they're getting.
Yeah.
But if they don't and they choose another church, mm-hmm. that's well and good. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to learn a little bit about that church yourself the friend. And I'm not saying that as the friend who knew Jesus, you know, who was a Christian first. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you have authority on how things should roll.
Yeah.
But it's good to know what their, you know, what your new Christian friend is learning.
Yeah. And it can help you anticipate some of their questions.
Yeah.
And anticipate, you know, oh, they're going to encounter this idea. And that's not a bad thing. Maybe you just don't agree with it because you belong to a different church, a different denomination. But it can kind of prepare you for some of those conversations.
So, yeah, start talking to them like, what have you been learning lately?
Yeah.
What is your sermons been about that you've been listening to? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Maybe even take the time, if you can, to go visit their church with them, just so you can see it up close and personal.
Yeah.
And let me just say, this is like, technology has its ups and downs. Right now, I feel like it's on an up because we're using it to upload a podcast, and you know.
Right.
But another up, again, this is a good and bad thing sometimes.
Sure.
The live streams.
Yes.
Like a lot of churches these days upload it. And I think at this point, that's an up that gives you.
Absolutely.
It's available to you. So if you want to see the service that your friend is attending, you can do that at your home, whatever. And then if there's anything that comes up that you're questioning, you can open up that dialogue with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go.
Well, and I think that's good. You do discipleship is not just you helping a little, you know, green around the gills Christian who's just new to everything and doesn't really know anything. It's not just that. Like, you're growing together, and God is going to use that relationship to help grow you as a Christian as well, and conform you more to the pattern of Jesus. And I feel like that kind of sheds some light on that, just the goodness that can come from Christian fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when we talk about God's grace, It we have this idea of it as just sort of being this thing that exists, and it is. Like, I personally believe God's grace is found in all good things, and, you know, mm-hmm. We experience it everywhere. But we especially experience it through the things that God has given us as Christians to enjoy, such as, you know, going to church. We experience it through you know, baptism, through the Lord's Supper, through being with Christians, through singing the hymns. We experience this closeness with God, but we also do that through these conversations that we have as Christians. Mm-hmm. And you can see yourself when you are part of a discipleship relationship, whether this is a one-on-one thing or it's, you know, just congregationally. You can see yourself as being, you are an opportunity for someone to experience that sanctifying grace of God, And you are putting yourself in a position to also experience that as well. And I feel like that's something that we shouldn't take lightly. Like, you're participating in something that really is a very deeply spiritual and holy thing.
Yeah.
And I believe that's why we're commanded to not forsake the gathering together as Christians.
When I think, like, living where we live, most of the ones who are listening to us right now enjoy the same freedoms that we do.
Yes.
And I hate the fact that we have that freedom when so many Christians in the world do not.
Yeah.
They cannot gather safely or speak out loud about their faith without fear of real persecution. And we sometimes don't utilize all these blessings. And, sometimes it's easy for us to get up in the morning on Sunday and be like, I don't feel great. You know, I got a little bit of a headache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, sometimes you have your bad days. But you do your best, obviously. And I feel like God gives you grace for those days where, it is just too hard. But making it a pattern to take advantage of the gift that God has given you and the ability to go. Because there are even people in this country, who have the freedom to do so and are physically unable to. Like people who are shut-ins or who are just sick and have physical issues that they can't make it. Please, if you are able to make it to a church, please do so. It's I believe, good for your spiritual health. It's good for their spiritual health as well, because if you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit is in you, then you are an encounter with the Holy Spirit for the people who are there as well. So,
and if you can't attend, utilize that technology that I was talking
about. Absolutely.
Get on there and watch the live streams and whatever you can and to be able to, like, soak it all in as much as possible.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about, too, and then we're talking about discipleship here, if you're thinking about reaching out to someone to disciple them, or if someone has reached out to you to sort of mentor them and to disciple them, I would take that very seriously as well. And I feel like, that's a very important thing, and you need to prepare yourself mentally and spiritually to do that. I mean, we always need to be in the Word and in prayer, but especially when someone approaches us and entrusting us with helping them along the way in that kind of intimate friendship. I feel like that's something that you need to not take for granted and not be like, oh, well, of course they want to, talk to me because I'm, such a great person, and don't be too flattered by it. But be humble about it and to really seek the Lord and ask Him for wisdom and be prepared to be challenged and be prepared to grow yourself while you're trying to help someone else answer the questions and doubts that they have.
Also, this is not something you have to do alone. We were talking about, like bringing them into a church and things like that and surrounding them. Don't be afraid to personally go to people that would be good discipleship mentors. And so, don't be afraid to go grab those people and go, would you be willing to walk alongside us and help me with this? And I have one of my points in the notes here talking about personal testimonies. I think it is so, so important that your story, you have it for a reason.
Right.
And whatever you've gone through. And I think that person that you're discipling, it's very important for you to share that story with them.
Right.
So they can see what a testimony looks like. Mm. But maybe if they've shared their story with you and you know that, I know so-and-so went through a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
There's a connection. Reach out to that person and be like, I have a friend here. Your testimonies are really similar. Would you be willing to talk with them?
And yeah.
I think that's
your
connection.
The power of a testimony, I think, really, it's great when somebody, you're sharing your testimony and somebody's like, hey, that sounds a lot like what I went through. Or it sounds like you're a very similar person to me and we walk the same path. I was listening recently to an audiobook. It's a scientist who was talking about his journey from atheism to, to salvation, really. And he was talking about how, he was very skeptical, very materialistic. He did not believe in spirituality at all. And then he encountered somebody who asked him, just point blank, what do you believe? And this person was on their deathbed. And it got him to reconsider his position and, you know, start investigating because he was a scientist. And mm-hmm. he's like, if I'm going to be serious about this, I need to investigate. And so he read C.S. Lewis's book, Mere Christianity, which is a wonderful stepping stone for somebody coming from that background, because he said he realized that Lewis, this highly intellectual man who was a staunch atheist for a very, very long time. And Lewis will call himself a reluctant convert. He did not want to be a Christian, but he felt like he had no choice.
Once he knew the truth.
Once he knew the truth, it was like, you have to. And this guy, you know, he's reading Mere Christianity, and because he can relate to the testimony of C.S. Lewis, that made it all the more powerful. And so the thing is, I guess what I'm saying is, you never know in the people that you're encountering, you never know who's going to relate to where you've been. And I'm not saying that you've been through some horrible traumatic things. Maybe you have, or maybe you're like me and your life has not been that difficult, but you can still share your testimony mm-hmm. and chances are somebody's going to relate to it. And someone's going to say, hey, that sounds a lot like me. And I have questions for you because yeah. you've been walking with the Lord a little longer than I have.
Everybody mm-hmm. listening has had fears in their life or things that they, challenges they faced, whether they you consider them a big challenge or not.
Right.
And there's always somebody out there who is going to go through the same thing yeah. or is going through the same thing. So that's a good reason for you to go ahead and share that story.
Absolutely. Yeah. And don't be afraid and don't be embarrassed, because it's a thing. It's something that was given to you by God to share. And discipleship is a perfect opportunity for that. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, continue to share truth and apply scripture.